It's a glorious late summer day here in Mallorca. The sun is beating down and the temperature's in the high 20s. All the kids are back at school, so the neighbourhood's a little quieter than of late, and people are beginning to prepare for the colder weather to come, taking delivery of firewood and digging out their winter shoes. As ever, I'm outside, sitting in the garden in the shade of a white bougainvillea, watching the hawk moths work the foliage opposite. You'll doubtless hear chickens and geese in the background, and the occasional barking dog. Now, my guests today will be familiar to many of you as the couple behind Froth Life, a website which details their travels aboard Nanji, a 40-foot Bruce Roberts-designed sloop. Yoshi and Bonita bought Nanji back in February, and since then have sailed Australia's Whitsunday Islands and the Great Barrier Reef. And I'm delighted to say they're on the line now. Yoshi, Bonita, and dog Marley, welcome to Boat Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bonita, I like to start at the beginning. So how and when did you two meet?
We actually met through mutual friends. We went to a birthday party and we just started dancing together for pretty much the whole night. And we've been together ever since.
And how long ago was that?
4 years ago. Yeah, it was actually on Yosh's birthday that we started dating. So he had a very good year.
And you've no regrets then about throwing your lot in with this itinerant sailor man?
No regrets.
Nah, not that I know of.
Yoshi, what is a Toyota Coaster?
It was a small bus, so it was about 6 meters long. Yeah, it used to be like a little school bus that picked up the kiddies on their way to school in the country town, and then someone purchased it and transformed it into a motorhome, and then we purchased it from them.
Okay, so you didn't have the van already when you and Bonita met. I mean, it was a plan that you cooked up between you.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we'd been together for roughly a year by then, and I was working away, so I used to work away 2 weeks away from home, and then I'd come home for a week, and this is during the period when we met, so it wasn't ideal. So I kind of quit that job and moved back to the city to be with Bonita. And then we decided that we didn't want to be in the city, and we cooked up that little adventurous scheme of buying a motorhome and driving around Australia. Yeah.
So Bonita, what were you both doing then when you met? What were your jobs? What was keeping Yoshi away for a fortnight every month, and what were you doing during the day?
I was working, doing the accounts for a roofing company full-time, and Yosh was working away in the mines.
In the middle of the desert.
In the middle of the desert. So he'd work long hours, long days, and then for 14 days, and then come back for a week off. And I used to travel a lot just to get to work. It took me over an hour and a half to get to work and then back again as well. And we just kind of got tired of the city life and wanted to
escape. Go
and explore. Yeah.
So you spent 15 hours a week commuting?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And you're an accountant?
I'm not an accountant. I was doing the accounts, so like accounts payable and receivable and invoicing and like reception work, all that sort of admin stuff.
Bookkeeping.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So, I mean, it was the slog of a 9-to-5 for you and the hard slog of a distant job for Yoshi. So,
right.
So Yoshi, who said it first? I mean, obviously you came back to the city, so you gave up the mining job and you came back to the city, and I don't know whether you found another job or what, but I mean, who actually said it first? Who said, let's pack this in, buy a Toyota Coaster, and let's travel? Whose idea was it?
Thinking about it, I think it was just both of our ideas. I think we tossed up just generally throwing it all in and running away, I guess. Like we wanted to go traveling and disappear. I'd done a lot of traveling before, and I guess we both wanted just a different way of life, because living in the city is not it's not something that I grew up with or something that I enjoyed. And then we both just really wanted to.
I think we had a conversation one day. We were looking at our rent was about to run out, and we were looking at renting a new house. And we just thought, what are we doing? Like, there's still things that I want to do. I don't want to like settle. Like, I want to go and like travel. So, like, you know, I said, I've always wanted to drive around Australia, and we both wanted that. And so we were like, let's get started then. Yeah, that's what we did. It was a really good night.
Well, and did you do the whole loop? I mean, did you go all the way around Australia, which is enormous?
We made it to, from South Australia, we headed west, and we had a few destinations where we really wanted to go. And then we kind of just really enjoyed west, and we got stuck, and we drove around Western Australia for basically the 2 years.
We fell in love with the west.
Yeah.
So you must have put a lot of miles on the old Toyota Coaster, right?
Yeah, I think we clocked up, it was over 10,000. Yeah, that was within the first 12 months, and then we stopped and worked for a while, so then it stayed there stagnant for a bit, and then we clocked up a lot of Ks on the way back again. So I think we've done another close to 10,000 on the way back as well.
So I got a job, and we only had the bus, so I'd drive the bus to work.
Okay. And when you say on the way back you clocked up another 10,000 miles, on the way back to where? Because I should have asked you that earlier, but where did you start?
Yeah, from South Australia. So we were living in Adelaide at the time in South Australia. So that's where we bought the bus, and then that's where we left from. We returned because we had friends' weddings, and it was Christmas time and stuff like that. So, yeah, so that's when we returned back to South Australia.
So, Bonita, this trip, this travelling in the bus, I mean, you had no goal in mind. There was no destination.
We had the Red Bluff in mind.
Sorry, what's that? What's the Red Bluff, Bonita?
It's a great surf spot. It's secluded. It's like in the middle of nowhere on the west coast of Australia. And yeah, we basically lived there for 3 months during the surf season.
So you're both keen surfers?
I've started surfing when I met Josh, so I'm not that good, but I'm pretty keen.
Okay. So that connects you with the ocean then. And I wonder, Yoshi, when did you learn to sail?
When I was a little kid, I used to sail a little bit when I was up to about, from the ages of about 5 or 6 till 8 or 9, just as a young kid. And then from there, that was it. So basically, we didn't know how to sail when we bought Nanji. We
used to watch some YouTube videos of people showing us stuff. We'd spend long nights just trying to get our head around it all. That was after we'd bought a yacht. So,
because I was going to ask you, Bonita, could you sail?
I'd never been on a yacht before when we bought our yacht. So, yeah, I had absolutely no idea. But because I love the ocean so much, and we spend all of our free time in the water, I knew that I would love it. Yeah, that's where I'm the most happiest, on the ocean. So, yeah. Mm.
Just to be clear about this, Bonita, the first yacht that you ever set foot on was your own yacht.
Yes. Yeah.
Get you. So, was there a gap between... Did you sell the bus, the Toyota, and then use the money to buy Nanji? Is that how it worked?
Basically, correct, yep. Well, we had been working a lot, and so we had savings to purchase a house, and then we decided that was not what we wanted to do, and we couldn't decide where we wanted to live, so we ended up with Nanji.
Right, so that there was a plan to return to, you know, that routine, the 9 to 5 and the getting a mortgage and the buying a house and sort of you know, the sort of life that would be expected of you. There was a plan to return to that.
Yes. Yep. It was basically, like you said, that's just what is kind of expected of you. But that's not what we truly wanted. And when we started trying to look to buy a house, we were like, we don't even know where we want to live. Like, I can't imagine living in one permanent spot. I couldn't think of anything worse for us. It's just not what makes us happy. So.
And then I'd worked away a lot, like, for a lot of my 20s, for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, I'd always been working away, and I just couldn't picture myself wanting to do that anymore, and that was the last thing on my mind that I wanted to do, was go back and work 2 weeks away from home or everything else. So, and then, yeah, or living in the city and working, I just couldn't picture that being a happy life and having to do that to pay off our big mortgage.
Yeah, I mean, talking about, you know, what family and friends might expect of you and what they might want for you. You know, I'm the father of two daughters, so I'm going to put this question to Bonita first of all.
Yep.
Your parents, I don't know whether they're still alive or...
Yes, they are, yep.
You know,
yep.
So you're in touch with your parents, and what do they think about you, about your life choices?
The main thing for them is that I'm happy and healthy. That is the main thing. And they support us in following our dreams, and they're just really supportive, and they love the yacht. So, yeah, they're very different.
They were travellers as kids, yeah, as well.
They were gypsies, gypsy parents when I was younger. They'd move to wherever the work was, so they get the idea of moving around. And
how about you, Yoshi? Do you come from a ordinary background or a more ordinary background? I mean, there is no real normal, but you know what I mean. Do you come from that kind of regular upbringing?
Yeah, I grew up on the country coast of South Australia, and so I was from a small town, and yeah, I guess it was expected. And both my brothers, they're 9-to-5s, and I guess we all got shipped away to boarding school as well, so like we were educated and taught to go that way, I suppose. But
and what do your folks think, what do your family think of your choices?
I scare mum. I think I've always scared mum in my choices of travel and my life choices and what I like to do. I like to quit jobs and go travelling, and I like to, I don't know, really.
I think you enjoy scaring your mother.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's, yeah, your mums and sons and fathers and daughters. I mean, your dad's probably thinking, well, he's not asking me for money and he's not in prison. So it's worked out okay.
Yes, correct.
So Bonita, at some point you decided to make the switch from land to water. Was it an easy and fast decision to buy a yacht and live aboard?
Yeah, I just, you know, once you've got that vision in your mind and you're just set on it and you do whatever it takes to make it work, that's just the kind of outlook that I had.
Yeah. So after the bus trip, had you gone back to the bookkeeping and the admin and the reception work?
Yes, I did. Yep, but I let my employment know what my plans were, which was to buy a yacht and move away. I worked for 3 months once we returned back to Adelaide.
3 months? I mean, that's all it took you to put together the wherewithal, the money, to buy Nanji.
We had a year of working in the desert in Karratha, which pays really well, and we worked really hard there for a year. That allowed us to buy Nanji, and I guess the work that I did when we came back allowed us to tie ourselves over until we were able to purchase it and move aboard. So we were still paying really expensive mooring marina fees. I think it's the most expensive marina in Australia the boat was in, so we were paying more than what you'd pay to live in a house for a few months there before we moved aboard.
Gosh, that's determination. So, so Yoshi, tell us about Nanji then. You know, who made her? What model is she? How old? How big?
It was privately built. It was built in 1996. It's a Bruce Roberts design. So it's kind of like a big bathtub. It's a 3/4 keel, a sloop. It's teak wood sandwiched between fiberglass.
Did you buy her from the woman or the man who built her?
No, we're the third owners. There was another young lad who was a skipper in boats around Airlie Beach where we bought the vessel from. And so he was a professional skipper or a commercial skipper. So he worked away on boats anyway, and he had this as his home for a few years in between. So it was a transition for him. He didn't utilise the vessel much.
You both appear to be quite tall people. I don't know whether that's just how you appear on YouTube. Bonita particularly, you seem quite tall. So how roomy is she, Nanji? Does she feel snug to you?
No, she feels really roomy, and that's part of the appeal for us when we were looking at boats. I do have to duck under to get through the doorways a little bit, but I can stand up straight and walk around. It's just those beams. But, she feels very spacious.
I mean, how did you go about choosing her? Because this, you know, when I speak to people about their life aboard boats, and then I speak to people who've listened to these stories, you know, this is one of the questions that comes up quite a lot. You know, how do you choose the right boat to live on? Because there's always going to be some kind of compromise, you know. So I wonder, what did you do? Yeah. Did you, Bonita, sit down and write a list of the things that you had to have from a boat?
We thought about things, but as soon as we saw this boat, we kind of just knew it was the one. Felt like it kind of chose us, to be honest. And it was in our price range. It was something that we could see ourselves living on long term.
It was sturdy and strong. Stability was another major one. But because we were learning to sail, we kind of really wanted the... something that was strong and sturdy and stable and that we felt confident and safe in and willing to travel distance in. So
you didn't try any other boats? You just saw this one and you thought this is the one?
Well, how long did it take? Is it like it, probably over 12 months of boat shopping? But
okay.
But this vessel was in, during that 12 months, this vessel was on the market for that whole period. So it was always kind of a comparison, I guess you say. So
this was the only boat that we actually went on board and had a look at, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Presumably, although you were working, you took her out like evenings and weekends to kind of get to know the ropes, right?
No, because the boat was in Queensland and we were in South Australia. So So we were locked in South Australia because of family commitments and weddings and stuff. And so we basically flew up, checked out the boat, and then went back home again, and then flew up again to basically pay for it after the boat survey and everything. And yeah.
And how long is she, and what is she in the beam?
It's 40 foot long, so it's 12.12 meters exactly. And it's 3.5 metres in the beam.
That's a pretty substantial boat for just the two of you, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's quite large compared to other vessels, especially of this side, because it's a real high-sided vessel, so you have that extra space down below. So it's definitely roomy.
Are you doing the same thing now that you did like when you were on the bus? You know, you stop and maybe work a little bit on the way around.
Yeah, that's the idea. We're trying to save up enough money to get to the South Pacific next year, so we're trying to pick up bits of work along the coast where we can.
Okay. And what sort of work do you do?
Well, I'm a rigger normally, so I pick up heavy things with cranes. And then by doing that, I can work short periods where they're called shutdowns, so that they're when a mine or something will close down for a few days and I'll go in for a couple of days' work and then disappear.
Okay. So that's how you're financing the trip?
Yeah, exactly right. And then through trying to make videos and advertising and stuff on the internet, we're trying to...
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about that next. Bonita, I mean, you know, I've watched the videos and you look like you've stepped out of a magazine or a photo shoot, and you tend to be more the star of the videos than Yoshi. And I wondered... Have you made that conscious effort to be glamorous?
I try just to not look like I've gotten out of bed, you know, when we have. And I do make an effort because people are watching you, and, yeah, I'd like to try to look my best.
And had you done any sort of videos or TV before?
No, nothing before. No, we do. We used to make like lots of little clips of our travels from Western Australia, and put those up on Facebook and stuff. But to the extent of.
And is there now? Do you find like I know that with like Sailing Vagabond and other sort of video series of couples sailing around the world. Do you find now that companies that manufacture, you know, like bathing suits and bikinis or surfboards or whatever, are they getting in touch with you now and saying, hey, you know, would you showcase our stuff?
Yeah, we've had a watch company get in touch with us, and they sent through a whole bunch of merchandise and also, some other equipment that we've got.
That's Spinnaker watches.
Yeah, right? Spinnaker watches. But at the moment, I'm kind of reaching out to them.
Have you found that the videos have become more popular as you've kind of developed this?
In the beginning, we were very surprised with how popular it was straight away. We were dumbfounded.
Yeah, and you're getting thousands of views for each video now, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we've had a couple of videos, like even early on, that were...
One's up to 170,000.
180,000. Like, yeah, we were just dumbfounded.
I mean, that is huge.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Yeah. It's a lot of people looking at you, which we weren't expecting.
Yeah, I mean, do you think, in all honesty and all seriousness, do you think it's the Bonita fan club that are watching?
I think that has a lot to do with it, yeah.
Oh, I think it's the Yoshi fan club, so there you go.
Well, it could be. It could be. It's not. It's not. I don't think it's Yoshi or Marley, is it? But no, I'm just interested in what it is that makes these videos popular, and if there's there's clearly a market for them. And I mean, 170,000, that's a lot of people. A lot of people. Do you have any analytics? Do you know where your viewers are?
Yeah, a high percentage of them are from America.
Yeah, America and Australia. They're the biggest.
And Canada, actually. And then just recently we're up to about 7 or 8% of our views are from Europe. So we've had people commenting from Finland and Norway. And
we thought I actually translated the last video in Spanish because we had some people from Spain watching, and I was
we were excited.
Well, that's great. That's amazing. So, do you foresee then a day when you could actually make a living from your videos?
I wish we could. At the moment, it feels like a pipe dream still, but we're definitely working hard towards it, and it's definitely the dream that we'd love to make true.
Yeah, but it's something that we also really enjoy doing anyway, so it's a reward in itself for us. Like, we love sharing our adventure.
And I suppose part of the secret to success is regularity. I mean, you mentioned earlier on that sometimes you lose your internet connection because you're in a remote area, and that probably hits your viewers, doesn't it? That or your viewing figures, I should say.
Yeah, it definitely does. It's a bit of a catch-22 because we like to travel to the places that are uninhabited and that there's no one around, so you're all solo. But by being there, you don't have reception to be able to upload and create your videos to do what we're doing. So it's a bit of a catch-22.
Yeah. So the videos from the remote places would probably be extremely popular if only you could get them online. Huh?
Yeah. Yes.
So, Bonita, how long is this trip? How far will you go? Do you plan to circumnavigate? Are you just going to keep going?
We don't know. We just take it one day at a time. Like, it can be overwhelming sometimes not having a solid plan in place, but we kind of, like, we have a goal to sail the Pacific next year in 2017. So we're just slowly working towards that and just take it day by day.
And Yoshi, where are you now? You were in the Whitsundays recently, right?
Yeah, correct. Since then, during spring, we started to get a lot of the northerly breezes, so against the trades. So we finally had some northerly winds, and we've been blowing our way down the coast. We're currently moored or anchored just off of Great Keppel Island, which is just off of Yeppoon in Queensland. So that's a couple of 100 miles south from Ellie Beach, where we used to be in the Whitsundays.
Bonita, do you have any regrets? I mean, anything, not about Yoshi, as I asked you earlier, but I mean, do you have any regrets about sailing away? I mean, is there anything that you miss, for example?
Of course I miss my family and my friends, and we call them as often as we possibly can. Yeah, that's the only thing. Other than that, no regrets.
And Yoshi, what is, apart from obviously Bonita, what is the best thing about living on Nanji?
The best thing, it's still yet to come, really. I love to surf, and And as we make our way down the coast, we're getting closer to the end of the Great Barrier Reef. So there's anchorages near waves and stuff like that. So at the moment, just the dream and the thought of being able to live and anchor out in seclusion out on the reef and be able to just go spearfishing to catch fish to eat and then go surfing every morning, like that's just a dream come true for me.
Yoshi, Bonita, and Marley, your beautiful dog, who we didn't talk to, but people can see in your videos. Thank you so much for talking to Boat Radio.
That's excellent. Thank you very much for having us and inviting us on.
Bonnie Las Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Las is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Las Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielascharters.com.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice, I've crossed the Pacific, I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams, and I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.